Ford Locker wrap-up continues courtside from Hanner Fieldhouse as Georgia Southern defeats Florida National 97-65 to begin the Brian Berg era with a 1-0 record. Coastal Georgia will be here on Saturday for a 4 p.m. tip. Now talk with the new head coach, Brian Berg. First of all, congratulations on your first victory as a head coach and the first victory for this team. You have preached team so much since you got here, and it was nice to, I'm sure, see it all come together like that.
Thanks, Danny. Really appreciate it. I was excited that the guys competed, especially on the offensive boards. That was that's a big focus in this game. We want to get as many offensive rebounds as we could. 26 is a great number, and 22 second chance points was a big part of the game.
You preach that you want to see at least 16 second chance points per game, but the fact that you rebounded 26 of your 36 misses, that's two-thirds. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was a big focal point. Guys bought into that aspect of the scout. There's plenty of areas we need to get better,
sure. But
without a doubt, we rebounded it well on the offensive boards.
Well, I wasn't necessarily going to go to some of those, but just 9 of 26 at the free throw line, and I know that that's an area where a lot of teams say they shoot a lot of free throws. I'm here. I see you guys shoot a lot of free throws, but what could you chalk that up to today?
Well, I think some of it's first game jitters, getting a chance to come out, no exhibitions, no scrimmages, but I don't want to make an excuse. 9 of 26, it's unacceptable. We got to get better. We just have to put in the time, make sure that we shoot a higher free throw percentage.
You were able to put together an offensive attack that had four guys in double figures. We just talked to a couple of them. Eric Boone, 16 points. Caden Archie, 16 points. Elijah McCadden, his first career double-double, 13 points and a career-high 10 rebounds. 15 and 7 for Kamari Brown in 23 minutes off the bench. You say the idea of team basketball, but you guys really shared it as well with 19 assists on the game.
I think that's one of the highlights of the game, 19 assists. That means the ball is being moved. It's shared. It's an unselfish brand of basketball. I thought guys also rebounded it well. It was a huge emphasis. Elijah McCadden, you know, with a double-double with 13 points, 10 rebounds, big point there. And then also Prince Toyambi getting 10 rebounds as well.
How did it feel personally to be a head coach for the first time?
You know, it was all types of emotions, just like I talked about right before the game. You have anxiousness, you have excitement, you got nervousness, but when the ball tipped up, it's always good to get out there on the court. And, felt really comfortable. I love Hanner Fieldhouse, love the excitement of our fans, even during COVID protocol. So extremely grateful opportunity to be here, and so thankful to get win number one.
Couple of days to get ready for Coastal Georgia on Saturday. As we mentioned, that is going to be a 4 o'clock tip-off. What will you specifically hone in on before that Saturday matchup?
Oh, Dan, we got to be better at defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't defend at the level that we wanted to defend at. I thought there could be way more intensity, but this will be a huge focal point going into Saturday's game. Saturday is a quality opponent, but we need to sit down and guard as a team, continue to have better effort. But all in all, there's some positives, but there's definite film work that will be done this evening and then get ready to practice tomorrow on Thanksgiving.
Again, congratulations. If we don't see you again before the weekend, do have a happy Thanksgiving, and we will catch up with you here very soon.
Happy Thanksgiving. Have a good one.
Head coach Brian Berg, 1-0, starting his career off with a 97-65 win against Florida National. We'll continue with the Ford Locker Room wrap-up after this. This is Georgia Southern Basketball from Learfield, IMG College.